Shall we approve them by consensus?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
All right, on to item four, garbage recycling. Director.
Okay, so I added this to your station, which goes with this agenda item. So is it a request to place an order for garbage recycling and yard debris totes? We've worked pretty hard to try and keep a minimum number of totes, and each year we order over 100 or so yard debris containers, and each year we run out of them before the end of the year. That's held true for this year. However, the recycling changes have kind of crept up on us, and everybody started turning into the 35-gallon cans and taking 65-gallon cans, which we are currently now out of. So we would like to go ahead and make a purchase this year to replace kind of what we need to keep this going through the end of this year, and then we'll place another order next year after the budget year starts. This should give us enough stock to get through the end of the year and have a little bit left. We won't certainly get to our numbers, which is how we'll get there next year when we order the next round of totes. We made sure we followed our procurement rule. We asked three companies to bid, and in the AIS it says that only one company bid. Auto finally gave us a bid today, so I decided to go ahead and include it. It doesn't really change anything. Auto's bid is more money than General Equipment's bid was anyway, but to be fair, I included their bid in the packet. So we're looking at it.
So the one, I'm sorry, the one on the AAS, the one...
General Equipment?
Is that, whose is this?
The one that's in here is from General Equipment.
Oh, that's the company. Okay.
Yep, which is also the same people we purchased from last year.
And the one from Auto, is that the same number?
Same number of cans, just a different price and different shipping.
Yeah, so it's 20% higher, isn't it?
Yeah, so... So total can replacement for this year to get us by would be about $11,680 with shipping included. We plan on spending contingency money to get that done, because we've already spent all our container replacement money. So there is the bids are attached, and certainly up to you whether you guys want us to move forward with this or not. We are currently putting people on waiting list for 65-gallon cans and yard debris cans.
So what's the option if we elected to not do this? What are your options?
Just keep putting people on waiting list. So they'll have a choice of a 95 or a 35, then we'll get a choice of a 65, and then we'll get yard debris.
Yeah.
So
we don't have much of a choice.
To stay in good business, not really. I mean, if we want to keep our customers happy, we kind of need to make this purchase. So
that was Councilor DeMarco in this call. He'll be here in a second.
Okay. You passive?
Thank you. Yeah.
So, and of course, like I said, it's completely up to you guys, but...
When can they have this delivered? If we say yes and it goes in front of council next, I don't know, when would you put it?
Tuesday. Next Tuesday.
If they approved it, when could they have it? Have the containers here?
It took them about
6 weeks.
Yeah, it took them about 6 weeks last time. So. So there is the options there for you. Like you said, we don't feel like we have a lot of a choice. Neither one of us really wanted to spend our contingency this year. We wanted to be able to hold it, but that is why we have it there, just in case. So,
are you going to end up with a glut of the 35-gallon containers?
Are we going to end up with a bunch of them?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we've got a bunch of them.
Can you mark those as recycling and make those?
We have a bunch of recycling 35 containers that we can't hand out because nobody wants them.
They still want them?
Yeah.
Well, if they're not filling up, why do you want the big ones?
I don't know. They don't, nobody likes the 35 gallon ones. They fall over, they're kind of a pain.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Just not, yeah, they've never been great for us. I mean, my guys spend a lot of time getting out of the truck and picking them up, because they knock them over pretty easy.
Yeah.
But, or pulling them out of the truck because they fall through the fingers.
The arms.
Okay. So they're
But we do.
There's not a lot of money difference, so make a lot of difference, doesn't it?
And we do have some of the senior citizens that'll take a 35, but most of the younger people don't.
Unless you looked at you when you said that.
Are you a senior citizen?
I've got three of them at my house. No.
Congratulations.
Okay. Do you have any questions?
No, you asked my questions. You did too.
I think you've done what we want, which is to get, you know, try and get three bids. You got two bids. One's clearly better than the other. You're happy with general equipment, I take it.
Yeah, we bought them from them last year. They've been okay. They're not falling apart on us, so the quality may not be as good as Auto, but they're not horrible either. We don't feel like that we should really just stick with Auto.
Well, I'm in favor of moving this forward to council.
Alrighty, me too. So that's what contingency is for, and sounds like we need 65.
So and you'll put it on the agenda then?
I've actually already got the AS wrote. I just got to change it to include that one quote now. Mm-hmm. Anticipating that you guys were going to pass it, and knowing that Kitty needed it early because she's not going to be here Thursday or Friday. So.
Yeah. We never say no to you.
Yeah, that's not always true.
Good.
You might.
Good.
All right, so then next, do you want to, did Councilor DeMarco tell you when he would be here?
He said he's on his way here in a couple minutes.
So how did he get your personal phone?
I don't know.
I'd like to give him just a couple of minutes.
Sure.
And maybe we can rearrange it. Well, I'll just wait for him so that he has some input in the other. Bill's probably familiar with all of the radio equipment. Do you want to give us some history on the meter reading equipment? Let me give us a little background here on this before we jump into it.
Sure. So about 2002, we went to automated meter reading. They use the term AMR, so if you hear me say AMR, that's all it means, automated meter reading. So we did that on a lease program. So we signed about a $500,000 contract and leased all the radio equipment and leased the equipment to read the radios with. And then at the end of that lease, which was 10 years, we bought it all for a dollar. The problem with it is that it was a great way to get started. Everything's worked great. They've actually worked way longer than their life expectancy was, because when we first put those in, the first batch was only rated to have a battery life of 5 years, and on a 10-year lease with no planning to replace that was kind of the downfall, you know?
Yeah.
There still hasn't been a good plan to get into a replacement program, although Jeremy and I have sat down this year and figured that we can set aside about $37,000 a year to continue to fix or repair or start a replacement program in the future. The VXU that we use to actually read them was purchased at the same time, and we've set it in and we've had it maintained and we've done all those things that we should do, but its life expectancy was not supposed to last this long either, so we're kind of coming up against that side of it.
Good evening.
I have a filing report.
So.
We're gonna catch up just a little bit here, sorry to interrupt. We decided to approve the garbage totes and pass that along to the council.
I'm happy that you made that decision.
And now we've just started, Director Cavity has given us some information on the automatic meter readers.
Oh, excellent.
I don't know how much you're familiar with these.
I am quite familiar.
That's kinda what I thought.
Please don't let me hold you.
That's what I thought.
Okay, so you wanna just continue on with that?
Please, please.
Okay, so we knew we were coming up on needing to send our VXU in or replace it. Come to find out that that's gonna be obsolete here shortly anyway. But to purchase the new stuff that we'd need is $35,000 and some change for, just to read the equipment.
That's just for the readers.
That's just for the readers. So, you know, we've got about 1,300 meters that aren't currently reading now because the MXUs have died, because they only had a 5-year lifespan, which lasted, you know, some of those have been, some of them are actually still working.
15 to 20 years.
Some of them are actually still working, which is, you know, pretty good testimony to what they actually can do. But knowing that we had to spend $35,000, Jeremy and I reached out to Ferguson, who's the person we get all of our MXUs and all our meters from, who's the only company that sells Census anyway. So we reached out to them. We kind of set up a little lunch thing with them and said, you know, we understand that this thing's going to cost us $35,000. What kind of deal can we make with you guys to get this equipment and fix as many of the MXUs as we can? Knowing that we could probably nudge them into giving us some free stuff, we didn't know exactly how much free stuff we could get. So we kind of negotiated a deal with them to get us a new meter reading equipment, mapping software, which we don't currently have, which would map where each MXU is, installation and training of the new meter reading equipment at no cost, if we agree to purchase 632 MXUs. Now, those 632 MXUs will not fix all the 1,300 meters, but they will fix over half of them. We estimate 764. And how we get there is, some of those MXUs are single ports, and some of those are dual ports. So when the meters are side by side, I can use one MXU to fix 2 meters. So we get a little extra out of that, if they're side by side. So they kind of worked up the cost, and they said, you know, those 632 MXUs would cost us $99,940. But they'd give us all the other equipment. So earlier this year, Jeremy and I really looked at where we were at with that, and we budgeted $100,000 to fix meters and buy new equipment. So we've got it in next year's budget. It's there. It's been budgeted. We planned on spending a good part of that to repair what we needed and buy equipment. So we feel like because we're going to spend the $35,000 to buy the new equipment, and we need to fix the MXUs anyway, we've already budgeted the $100,000. It's kind of a better deal if we go ahead and purchase the MXUs and they give us that meter reading equipment. Again, completely up to you guys if you want me to go that route, but it's our recommendation to the committee that we purchase the MXUs, we fix over half the meters, and we get the new metering equipment.
And then is the plan for next year to buy the additional 500 or whatever?
Well, the plan for next year, we plan on budgeting a little over 37,000 is what Jeremy and I came up with. And, you know, we'll continue to repair the ones that aren't working, and then after that, we'll continue to start replacing meters and MXUs so that we don't end up back here again. So we do have a plan to move forward where we're not setting in the same spot again, but it's going to take some time to get there.
So you've got 1,300 meters currently. You're going to fix roughly 2/3 of those.
Correct.
And are the other third work in operation, operable, and they would carry us through, or we just...
No, they're dead.
We're gonna be reading those manually.
We're gonna read those manually. We go from 4 guys reading over 2 days to probably Tiffany being able to just do it by herself and not pull the utility guys to do it.
Okay, so.
So Tiffany does all the radio reads.
What might be nice would be what the savings is in manpower then. That's gonna be a cost savings to us when we talk to council. Here's what we're gonna pay, but here's what we're gonna save in manpower.
Well, what I have to do, I gotta be very careful with that, because the guy that sits over there tells me I can't include man hours, right? Because I gotta pay that anyway. But I can't put them on another job. So we're gonna get other work done.
Right.
So they're not reading.
Yeah, but I still see it as a savings.
I see it as a savings too, but I gotta be really careful how I word it.
That's fine.
We do pay our staff no matter what.
I understand.
Productivity numbers, you could call.
Productivity numbers will go up on the utility side, because they're not gonna be out reading.
Yeah. So we're really avoiding, over years of time, we're avoiding hiring another person.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
Without specifying.
So what's the anticipated life of this equipment?
The anticipated life of the new MXUs is 20 years. So they've drastically improved their meters. The other thing we're doing is we're going to an all direct read system instead of the typical radio read that we have now. If we get all the direct read stuff done at some point and we wanted to put an antenna up, she could read them from her office. Yeah. And then if Mr. Gamby called and said, I need a final read on this address on this day, she would push a button and it would tell her that.
Because that's new software.
The new software will support that, but the antenna and the equipment for that, you know, there's an additional cost.
Tiffany has to win the lottery.
To maintain that antenna and that software for that for about $25,000 a year once it's installed. So there's some cost that goes with that. Yeah. However, the new meter reading equipment we buy will do all direct reads also. So we're not going to lose anything by buying this equipment.
I don't see any downside. You've done very well. You were very fiscally responsible with the previous equipment. We're anticipating 20 years. We'll probably do better than that. Technology is going to change before the equipment runs out, probably.
Tiffany will be the mayor.
Or Jeremy. Tiffany will be the vice chairman. My feeling is we pass this along to council with our recommendation to buy the equipment. I think it's a good use of money.
Well, you're going to spend the $100,000 on equipment anyway, as far as meters and the MXU. So $35,000 meter reading equipment, which is what frees up people. That's free.
Yeah, and the software and training to go with it.
I don't see a cheaper strategy. Other than to go all manual and use slate writer or something, but those are antiquated.
I really hate to go backwards.
Yeah.
Although, if you guys tell me that's what I'm going to do, that's what I'll do.
I'm in favor of sending this forward to council.
Yeah, unless we, you know what Bill brought up. We need to remember how much, what do you call it, man hours and productivity hours, or economies of scale. We're saving a lot of, saving or producing. We're getting a lot more out of our people and getting a lot more done.
In your opinion, there is no one else to give us a second or third bid.
We're Sentis only. Yes. So they're the only people that do it.
That makes it easy.
That makes it easy. Okay. Counselors?
Sure.
You good?
I'm good.
I am. Any objection?
Okay.
You have our official okey-dokey on that.
We'll see you Tuesday.
Okay. Any other business, gentlemen?
I have one minor item.
Yes, sir.
In a similar committee with similar faces on it called CDC, we were talking about reaching out to a business on the highway that wanted to try to sponsor a couple of planters and pay for the plants and water. They have since had a family issue and gone out of business. So this committee was going to ask you to try to find the time to take them a couple of planters just to start maybe something good on the highway. Mm-hmm. But we're not going to ask you that.
Okay.
should we address the planters anyway and kind of talk in general terms about should we look actively for businesses that want them readdressed that? Because there are some of them that are very neglected out there.
Yeah, there are.
So, is that something that we've...
So a little bit of history on that. The last time we moved them, that's exactly what was supposed to happen. We put them in front of business who said they would take care of them.
Right. There's one case I know the business has moved.
Right.
The two up here on this corner.
Was that three years ago?
4 years ago?
It's been a while.
I remember we walked around town and looked where they were going to go. I remember.
I have no problem moving them. I mean, it's just a matter of us taking the time to go move them if I know where we're moving them to. That's not a big deal.
You want to circle around carrying them on the forklift?
Well, you kind of got to be careful because it's kind of a dicey move. But we can move them to whatever businesses you guys find that want to take care of them.
Well, we can walk around and...
Is there a system in place on how people would apply for the pots or planters? It was just, I want one.
Well, the last time there was some turnover there, the CDC committee, it was after I was off that committee, so it probably was... I actually approached the CDC committee, not being on it anymore, and said, do you just want to empower me to be the planters are and I'll find somebody to take hold? Because the committee wasn't doing anything.
Right.
And anything with that set of people. And they're like, please. I think Herb was the chair. Mm-hmm. So I just went around and found people who said they'd take care of them, and then we moved them.
Right. If you guys want to walk around and figure out how many we got and where you want to move them to, and just email me the list. It doesn't really need to come
back.
That's
how John got them.
Yeah.
You already got them.
Are you interested in taking a field trip, walk around town and look at them, or do you want Bill and I to do that?
I think it's a great idea. Yeah.
We'll set up a time and do that then.
And then if you just email me the list of where they're supposed to go, take this one from here and put it there, take this one from here and put it there, then Jeremy and I will just arrange it one day and we'll come down and move them.
There are a couple of people who are going to wait probably till spring where they have winter plants in them that they're going to plant, but we can touch base with all of them.
Yeah.
Like
the ones that are very neglected, do they want them or not?
Yeah, exactly. Like that, what's that, optical place?
That guy, shady at best.
I gave that away. That's my hands
down. Those are always among the best.
We were talking about was starting trees and planters and doing that. Do we have trees picked for downtown? Where are we? I know we've.
That was supposed to be with the CDC committee, and they were supposed to tell us what they wanted to see.
Well, that same CDC committee that. Where there was turnover, and it was Leo's Herb and a couple other councils. They're the ones that sunsetted the design committee that was written on it.
Right.
And decided to handle it themselves or not be in here.
The current CDC committee has decided not to have a subcommittee and tie this up even longer. We're kind of ready to move in on the downtown design and to kind of get moving. Do we have the concrete planters?
No.
We don't. Have you picked them?
No.
Okay.
So that's something that you guys can work with Jordan on, and he's got a program where he can kind of do a downtown look and show you what the planters could look like or should look like. Or
you ought to have input on ones that would be easy for you to handle if we're going to have any. As far as
concrete ones are the only way I'd go.
Concrete tree planter?
Yep.
You would prefer not to put trees back in the ground,
I would prefer we're not to put trees back in the sidewalk.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I would prefer to put a concrete planter up and put a tree in that could live in that planter. Okay. That would be my preference. Although, like I said, that's a CDC thing, and if you guys tell me to cut the sidewalk and plant a tree, then we'll cut the sidewalk and plant a tree. But this doesn't make a lot of sense to me to bury the fronts of those businesses again. But you can go with smaller trees and a big planter box and other flowers in there and make it a little more
What's your guys' opinion on trees in medians?
The right tree is fine in
planted correctly.
Yeah, well, correct me if I'm wrong, but we were discussing before we heard that you actually don't, you prefer the portable trees on the sidewalk, maybe. Not the median, but so. We were discussing that the portable tree, for lack of a better term, would be great. It would get something up soon, and it would also, if we got the trees in the medians, then the portable trees could be moved somewhere else, you know, the highway or something.
Right.
You know, so hearing that you're not that thrilled about putting trees in sidewalks, that was kind of...
I think we'll be right back where we were before with the trees tearing up the sidewalk or the trees not being taken care of. Probably they're up against the buildings. They're too tall. I mean, these guys all tell us that some of these trees are supposed to only be 30 feet and they start growing in there wherever tall.
Do we have the plumbing? It's our plumbing's already in place for the irrigation, right?
There's conduit in place.
Okay.
So places that we put sidewalks, there's conduit.
So would you bring the idea, bring drip irrigation up to the tree for it?
Yep. Put it on some kind of an irrigation timer.
What sidewalks did you replace?
The one in front of where the Raven was. Right. The one in front of Bodica's. The one in front of the bank, in front of the post office. So
those
ones
four,
we've replaced. So
those four half blocks?
Half blocks.
All have irrigation.
They all have conduit.
We could
go down, in that, wherever we're going to set that planter, we could go cut a small hole, find that conduit, turn it up, and get it into that planter box. So we put two conduits in, thinking that one could be used for irrigation, one could be used for electricity if you guys decided to go with lamp posts, right?
How do you access this conduit?
Like I said, we'll just have to poke a hole right where you want to put the planter. We'll cut that conduit and sweep it up, and then sweep it right back down. So right now they're just buried in there. We know where they're at, so we can make one cut. Get to it, and then we can tie it in at the alley for water.
Just kind of off the record, I think the CDC is very interested in proceeding with the downtown corridor look. We're sort of feeling like it's been put off long enough, and we don't know what's going to happen after the first of the year with our committee. So we're kind of feeling like we want to all systems go. So that's kind of the way we're feeling. We feel
if you can give Jordan what you want to see, then we can get a price on what that's going to be. But until I know what you guys want to see, I'm kind of spinning my wheels.
I understand.
We have researched some planters, but not specific planters. So, I mean, concrete planters are going to run $1,000 plus, depending on what planter you want.
Is that in your budget for next year?
For streets, probably not, but maybe there's some downtown beautification money that
there is.
Room tax.
I'm spending some of that on holiday decorations this year, but there's some money that's still going on state revenue sharing and something.
I'm just thinking ahead. I know we've got a budget cycle coming up quickly, so.
Yeah, we're pretty much tying most of the street money up in street repair.
How's that economic development? $80,000-ish. We're taking just like $2,000 out of that.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the general information. We will further this discussion Thursday.
Yes, sir. So, those four half blocks, is there any other blocks that already have it in there?
No.
Okay, so that's an upgrade to those four places. That's something new.
Yes.
It just happened now.
Yes.
It was a new idea back when we were...
So anywhere where there are still trees up that I haven't removed, they don't have any conduit there. And then from, like in front of the gym, there's no conduit there because that sidewalk was already done. But all the way from front to Greenwood on the north side, we put all that sidewalk in, all that conduit.
Now, if we're looking at Greenwood...
Oh, that one too.
And that would do under up to down.
I'm just thinking about it, sorry.
That's what I do when I'm talking. Greenwood from 7th here down to 5th and 4th is kind of on the short list to get redone in general.
From 5th, from 6th to 4th might be a super short list if we can get an answer from Scandinavian Festival.
And those sidewalks and trees are probably going to be done as well.
Those will probably come out in that street project.
And then 7th to 6th, a lot of these trees are getting crazy big, so when that happens, they'll be probably done there.
If we remove those and do the sidewalks, we'll add conduit. Conduit's cheap. Putting it in is not hard for us to get in.
So you're going to almost have a T. If those projects were done, you'd have kind of a T coming from the train down to Greenwood and then going either direction on Greenwood. They all have conduit in it. I mean, once that,
yes,
if that got done.
Yes.
Getting closer.
Yes.
There's no sidewalk repair included in the restriping 6th, right?
No.
That's just street itself.
Well, it's like the stone soup thing. Once we get more pieces involved, then it just kind of motivates us to look for more money here and there to do some of the other sidewalk that doesn't have trees.
Well, I think it's a good discussion. I think the time to strike is now. And I think,
yeah,
since we're the same committee, it kind of makes sense to put
this
together.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a committee where everybody has had or does have interest downtown and gets it. So
when you have a staff that has interest downtown, it's just not my committee and not the right committee.
Do you have a short list, or does Jordan have a short list of trees that are appropriate for planters?
No, but Jeremy can come up with one pretty easy.
I know, we had the tree book, but it had like 1,300 species of trees.
A lot of those would be good for planters.
Yeah.
Yeah, dwarfs.
Yeah, you're looking like a dwarf or like an actual like a shrub, like a taller shrub.
Yeah. We do have a kind of an inside track with the guy that's pretty knowledgeable about trees, so we could probably get some information there.
Oh, that same guy? That helped us do the book.
No, same guy that helped us fix a problem here recently. So.
What does a tree planter look like in comparison to the flower pots we have now?
You can do those planters long, so they could be 6 or 8. I wasn't ignoring you guys. I was looking for some pictures of downtown Portland on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
They have planters that are, probably as long as these two tables, but twice as wide.
Should Gene have some?
I don't know if Gene does or not.
So.
You don't move them.
Once they're set, they're kind of there. You can move them, but they're
heavy.
I see.
So it depends on how big.
These are more permanent.
How big of a planter you want to go? You can go with one that's as long as this table. And that's wide.
Yeah.
You can pick up a forklift. And,
well, we used to have. I wasn't present during that decade, overseas or somewhere, but there's still a couple of those old octagonal ones left.
Mm-hmm.
I think they got those in the early 80s or 70s. Do you know?
Yeah. It just depends on
what you want to see.
I mean, if you want round ones, there's round ones. If you want square ones, there's square ones. If you want super long ones, there's super long ones. But it really just depends on how you want that to look. What kind of space you want.
We'll be working with design a little bit with Jordan and trying to feel for something.
And how movable you want to be.
Yeah. It just depends on, I mean, if you guys want them more permanent, go with a bigger length. And.
Well, the median may be the more permanent kind of side of the plan.
Yeah, Jordan, he wanted to get your input on this. He was kind of saying, I know this is our committee, but the schedule kind of comes through Public Works and the crew's availability and stuff like that. So we just wanted to make
It depends on what we do too. I mean, if we're gonna do, if we were gonna do like a an LID, like low impact development median, that may not be us. We may hire that out. If we're gonna do a parking medium with irrigation in it and just plant the trees and let the rain still go to the edges, then that's something we probably could do. So again, this kind of depends on what you guys want to see.
You know, if the two chairs and the two committees agree, we could even have a joint meeting of the Public Works Committee and the City of Stat.
That you could do.
It's like people fight the public.
You might double our audience.
Yeah, you can reach in there a little bit.
You would, because Jordan would be setting up.
Jordan.
Right there.
All right, sounds good.
A wild thought.
To be continued. Any other business?
None here.
I forgot to put on the changes to the agenda forecaster on this. The only change is I added downtown beautification to the very end of items to be discussed.
Yeah, I saw that.
So, other than that, there's no other changes.
All right, hearing no changes, we are adjourned.
Yep. Quick and painless, right?
Quick and painless.